Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. So much to tell you about. You know, I love both Trump and DeSantis. I'm supporting Trump for president. I don't like it when he attacks DeSantis either. I probably get more emails on that than anything else right now. All the Trump fans say, Wayne, please speak to him. Stop him from attacking DeSantis and humiliating DeSantis. I'm not in charge of what Trump says or doesn't say. When I call him, it's to book him as a guest on my show. It's not to give him lectures. I'm not, you know, the one to let him know that he shouldn't be doing that. But I must say there's two great Republicans out there. DeSantis went out of his way to answer Tucker Carlson's questions about where he stands on Ukraine, to say Ukraine is not vital to America's interests. We shouldn't be getting in World War III over Ukraine. And I could not agree more. I believe that's a courageous thing for a politician to say. I mean, I say it all the time on the show, but for a politician to say it, very courageous thing. Great job, Ron DeSantis. I'm with you 100%. As I said in my commentary last week, I have no interest in my sons dying in a war in Ukraine. I have no interest in giving him one penny of money to Ukraine. This whole thing is insane. We're giving away all of our equipment, all of our military weapons and equipment, and we're getting into World War III. Well, that's not a good idea. We have no equipment anymore. It's all going to Ukraine. We're making so many mistakes. But I have no problem saying I'm all for a war against the Mexican drug cartels in Mexico. That's the war we should be fighting. And so, great move by Ron DeSantis finally saying, not one other politician that I know of has said out loud, this war is ridiculous. We have no vital interest in Ukraine. It's a regional dispute. We shouldn't even be involved. Let Russia and Ukraine iron it out. Ron DeSantis, great move. But now let me tell you what Trump has done. Trump takes on critical race theory and says, I will immediately cut funding to any school pushing critical race theory. Bravo to Trump. And then Trump goes one further. Under Trump, not one penny will go to schools with vaccine or mask mandates. Not vaccine mandates. So I keep telling all my Trump fans, relax. You know, I know he loved the vaccine. I know he's proud of Operation Warp Speed. I know he keeps saying he's proud of the vaccine, but he's also against mandates. Nobody shall ever be forced to vaccinate under Trump. But here's Trump saying not one penny will go to schools with either vaccine mandates or mask mandates. Very good stuff. President Trump got the parental seal of approval on Monday night in Davenport, Iowa, for promising to withhold funding for public schools that implement either vaccine or mask mandates. I will not give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or a mask mandate, kindergarten through college, he told the crowd. So, I mean, that's great stuff. He's listening to Wayne Allen Root. How many times have you heard him or seen him come on my radio or TV shows? And I've said, look, I'm against the vaccines. You're for them. It's the only thing we disagree on. But you're for the mandates, and you never let children get vaccinated. Right, President Trump? And he said, right. So I keep telling you, he's still the right guy for the job. And by the way, I'd love it if DeSantis was the VP. I'd love it. They may hate each other. I don't think Reagan and Bush liked each other. I've heard they hated each other's guts, you know, at first when, it, you know, they were in a campaign against each other. But, you know, as president and vice president, they grew to like each other. And I think it's time for DeSantis to put his ego aside and Trump to put his ego aside and be the team for president and vice president. And yes, I know about the logistical demographic situation with the Electoral College. You can't have two candidates in the same state. And by the way, that's such an archaic rule. Who cares? What if it's two New Yorkers, two Californians, two Arizonans, two Nevadans, two Floridians? Who cares? So, you know, that rule should be scrapped. But it's there at the moment. So Trump would just have to declare, you know, his Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas as his home, or his Bedminster golf course and home in New Jersey as his home, his legal residence, and then DeSantis is Florida, and they can run. So I still think it'll be a great team, Trump, DeSantis. Unfortunately, I don't think it's ever going to happen because they really hate each other, and it's getting worse and worse. But at least the two of them fight each other for who can possibly support the better things, right? I mean, DeSantis is against the Ukraine war, and Trump is against critical race theory and vaccine and mask mandates. I can't ask for anything more. Speaking of why you should be against vaccine mandates, I know that a United Airlines flight had to come back yesterday because a pilot suffered chest pains during the flight. I'm assuming he had a heart attack. And a British Airways pilot dies of a heart attack just before flying a loaded plane filled with passengers. A passenger plane loaded is going to fall from the sky as sure as I'm sitting here. I've said this again and again on the show. The only thing preventing it from happening at the moment, the only thing, is that there are two pilots in the cockpit. So if one pilot has a massive heart attack or drops dead suddenly, then the other one can potentially fly the plane alone and land it, and everybody can survive. But again, these planes are meant to have two pilots at all times. But I'm just telling you, we are looking for a disaster. We're looking for it. British Airlines pilot dies of a heart attack before flying the plane. So, very, very scary. It says your heart scarred by silent myocarditis due to mRNA technology gene injection, meaning the COVID vaccine, is at risk when adrenaline due to stress bathes scarred myocardium and you have cardiac arrest, and do not fly until cleared for myocarditis. Do not fly until cleared for myocarditis. And nobody's doing this. Nobody is telling the pilots you cannot be cleared to fly if you have myocarditis. You must be tested for it. It's a silent killer, and the vaccine causes it. And most of the people I know who are experts in this field say that that's exactly what happened to Damar Hamlin. Now, I don't know that. I'm not an expert, and they are not his doctor, and I'm not his doctor, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm putting in all the asterisks. But it appears that Damar Hamlin had a vaccine injury. Everybody thinks it. Everyone believes that. I don't know if that's true, but everyone believes that. And it's pretty obvious that that is the number one culprit in what happened to Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills safety, who literally died on the field twice, and they brought him back, and he seems to be recovering for the moment. But who knows, for the rest of his life, how bad his heart is scarred. He'll probably never play football again, and he's out of a career. And how long he lives, how short his life is cut. Maybe he'll die 2 years from now, or 3 years from now, or 5 years from now, at a very young age because of what happened to him. But the point is, it's a silent killer. Once you take the vaccine, you get myocarditis. You don't know you have it. There seems to be no symptoms showing you've got it. And then something happens that triggers it, and you drop dead suddenly. So this could happen to any pilot in the United States working for any commercial airline or FedEx or UPS. And it could also happen to jet fighter pilots working for the United States Air Force, Navy, you know, Army pilots, Army helicopter pilots, Marine helicopter pilots. Very scary stuff. And how about the ones, commercial pilots who have, you know, 300 passengers on board a jumbo jet? Very scary. Also scary what liberals are doing to our country. And when a Democrat speaks out about it, you know it's bad. New York City Democrat calls out the liberal governor and Biden as the city turns a shuttered McDonald's into a migrant mega shelter. New York City Councilman Robert Holden, Democrat, on the city building new mega shelters. He's calling out his own party and the Biden administration on policies contributing to the surge of migrants into the Big Apple. He joined Fox and Friends on today, this morning, to discuss why he opposes the immigration policies of the Biden administration and criticized New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul. Holden said New York City Mayor Eric Adams is trying to come up with plans to deal with this massive influx of illegals, including reportedly repurposing a building in Times Square that was a former home of a 24-hour McDonald's. I don't like the governor's approach. I don't like Biden's approach. It's wrong for the United States. It's wrong for New York City. Holden says immigrants should stay in Mexico. There's a quote that we should put on, you know, in neon signs like the Vegas Strip. Immigrants should stay in Mexico. Don't let them into the United States. Stay in Mexico. And this is a Democrat who can see the damage. The immigration office in Manhattan is booked for the next 10 years to 2032. So no further asylum applications can be processed for a decade. So anybody who comes into New York City will be there for a decade before they can even begin starting the process and trying to become citizens. And why should they be allowed to come in illegally and ever become a citizen? I have no idea. No idea. All right, when I get back, we'll talk about Silicon Valley Bank. We'll talk about Signature Bank. We'll talk about Credit Suisse. They're all in, two of them are gone, and one Credit Suisse is in big trouble. The whole banking sector has been downgraded by Moody's. I mentioned that yesterday, and they're all in big, big trouble. And I'll tell you why, because they're woke. When I get back, we'll talk about their crazy policies involving gender pronouns and Black Lives Matter. Gavin Newsom had all his money tied up at one of those banks, the governor of California. No wonder he was rah-rah. We got to make sure we pay everyone back 100%. These Democrats are the biggest hypocrites that ever lived. Their woke policies are destroying the nation. Even Kellogg's is getting in on it. They're all getting in on it. Every corporation's giving money to Black Lives Matter and giving CRT, critical race theory courses, and transgender pronoun courses. The whole thing is insanity. We're destroying the United States based on equity and diversity and social justice. The list goes on and on. It's all poison for American business. RootForAmerica.com is my website. You can always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean. Plus, it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all my store products. That's MyStore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Folks, you've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow, including me. Well, Mike Liddell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these, ensuring they weren't just any old slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long so they can be worn both indoors and outdoors. These are now my favorite slippers ever. For a limited time, you will now save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited-time offer. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WAR, or call 800-659-9475.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took My Pillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented My Pillow to bring you the best pillow in history. MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology, and I knew I had to bring it to you all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is gonna give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back. You know, I have such wonderful, supportive staff. I swallowed water the wrong way on the way out of the last segment. I almost choked to death. And he's laughing in my ear. I'm still choking again. He's laughing in my ear. Chris thinks I'm kidding around, and I'm really choking to death. I feel like I was drowning. And he's laughing in my ear. That's funny. That's really funny. Thank you, Chris. Making you feel good? I'm trying to give you a little Jewish guilt, buddy. MyPillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Mike Lindell and the great company MyPillow. He's also got a company called MyStore. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. And now he's got the latest version. It's unveiled. It's called MyPillow 2.0. I love that name. Latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillow ever created. And the big news is now the spring sale is happening. It's in effect now. Up to 80% off if you use the code ROOT, R-O-O-T. Two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products. MyPillow.com for all your bedding needs. And MyStore.com for hundreds of other fantastic personal and wellness products. Promo code ROOT. You'll get the best prices and the biggest sale at every product in the store. And right now it's a spring sale. Up to 80% off, promo code ROOTS, R-O-O-T, for Wayne Allyn-Root. All right, so I'm going to talk in this segment about the woke banks and the mistakes they made. And I've, you know, look, this is nothing new. I've talked about this since Monday. Today is Wednesday, so I've been at this for over 48 hours. I've talked about the fact that they're very woke, and that's why they went under. They gave money almost all to Democrats. And they believed in Black Lives Matter, and they believe in critical race theory, and they believe in transgender and LGBTQ and waving rainbow flags instead of protecting shareholders' money. And this is my point. Businesses should not be involved in politics at all. Don't do anything. Just stay out of it, because your job is to make money and to maximize shareholder value and to protect shareholder value. And to offer a great product for your clients. And those are your only jobs. You know, my grandfather was an immigrant from Germany, came here with nothing and worked for like 20 years, saved every penny, and opened his own butcher store. You know, I'm a son of a butcher and a grandson of a butcher. And so I'm an SOB and a GOB. I'm a gob. Grandson of a butcher, in addition to being an SOB, I'm a gob. But my grandfather then opened a butcher store and was wildly successful, and he always gave me advice. He said, grandson, there's only two rules in business. Rule one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is if the customer's wrong, refer back to rule number one. So my point is that the customer is what matters, and the shareholder of your company, the investors, are what matter. But it's not Black Lives Matter, and it's not gay causes, and it's not transgender brainwashing that matters. And these boobs destroyed maybe all of our lives, because the whole banking sector is hanging by a thread right now. If all the banks go down, there isn't all the money in the world to pay for all this. They're not going to pay for all your accounts, or if they do, they'll just crank the printing presses all day long, the government, and they'll pay for your account, you know, all the money in your account, by destroying the value of the dollar. There'll be so much inflation created, they'll protect the money in your account. You have $100,000 in the bank, you get your $100,000. But the $100,000 is only worth $60,000 because you have 40% inflation. So SVB and Signature Bank, which are the two went out of business already, have both donated $1.2 million to Democrats since 2017. And all three banks, meaning Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and Credit Suisse, I think that's how they pronounce it. It's not Credit Suisse, it's Suisse. Credit Suisse is inches away from the graveyard. They're going under fast, too. And all three banks spent big to defeat President Donald Trump in 2020, collectively giving $199,000 to Joe Biden's presidential campaign. And Signature Bank's, Silicon Valley Bank's board of directors included a Hillary Clinton mega donor, a former aide to President Barack Obama, and a major donor to former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And you just can't believe, I know on one of them was Barney Frank was on the board of Signature Bank that went under. And Silicon Valley Bank donated more than $73 million to Black Lives Matter. What right have they got? What right have they got to give the money that they make that should be protecting the dollars in the bank? $73 million of it to Black Lives Matter? And Signature Bank hosted a seminar on gender pronouns. And now you know why all these banks are failing. Kellogg's pledged $91 million to Black Lives Matter and the hatred of the white race. Now you know why all these corporations have taken their eye off the ball and they're going under. We get back, we'll have a great guest for you. RootForAmerica.com is my command center, my website with everything going on, TV, radio, podcast, it's all there. RootForAmerica.com. Email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took My Pillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented My Pillow. To bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology, and I knew I had to bring it to you all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
If someone told you that you could change your life, change your entire life in 88 days, would you do it? Would you believe it?
We are John and Chelsea Jubilee. What would you say if we told you that you could reverse diabetes, high blood pressure,
or most any other disease without painful exercises in just 88 days?
I didn't even think I'd cry talking about that.
It's okay.
But honestly, it was really cool to be able to get my life back.
We have a breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
Don't miss your opportunity to get well. We know that almost everybody out there is selling false hope, that everyone is selling a diet, but every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. But you need something that's sustainable.
We have been helping people for over 25 years with this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
You will lose fat fast, including that killer visceral fat. Chronic dehydration is the root cause of most illnesses. We want to encourage you, go log on to our website. Watch these amazing testimonials. They sound too good to be true.
Every day we hear someone that says, it sounded too good to be true, but it worked for me.
Had their kidney function down to 60%, that's irreversible kidney damage. No getting that back. Except it did. My kidney function came back.
88 days, what could you expect? What I didn't expect. My acid reflux I had for over 20 years, it's completely gone.
It's okay to be skeptical, but don't miss your opportunity to be your best you ever now.
So log on to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, mystore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all my store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
All right, wait, now the roots on fire. By the way, I was talking about all the woke banks and all the woke companies and the critical race theory and the Black Lives Matter and the gender pronouns that they all spend their lives obsessing with, waving the rainbow flag. So I should mention that my new book comes out on March 28th. We now got the final date. It's out on March 28th. It's called The Great Patriot Boycott Book. Please get a copy. You can pre-order right now at Amazon. There's a hardcover. There's a soft cover. There's a ebook Kindle edition. Great Patriot Boycott Book. We're working on an audio version that probably won't be out till April, but the audio version will be out as well. The great conservative companies to buy from and also invest in for your retirement accounts on Wall Street, all of it, 320 pages of the greatest companies in America to invest in and to buy from that are either conservative, patriotic, Christian, or all three. My great friend and partner, Nikki Ballou. Nikki Ballou is a partner with me on the last book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, The Companies You Should Avoid. And boy, have we had an effect on the country. How many of those companies are doing badly and have lost billions in market value or are literally on the verge of going out of business? A lot. We hit them big with The Great Patriot Boycott Book. This is The Great Patriot Boycott Book. These are the companies you should buy from. And you can get it right now at Amazon. And I know, Amazon's one of those woke companies, but it's the only place to buy conservative books. They sell them, and they don't ban them. And they've never banned one of mine. No matter what I say in them, they don't ban them. So give them credit for that. If you want to boycott Amazon, just buy conservative books from them. That'll teach them a lesson. Their sales are down by 20%, 30%, but conservative books are up by 30%. They'll get the message. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Guess where they are? They're in my book. They're one of those 123 companies I recommend, GreatPatriotStore.com. They are conservative, they are patriotic, they are Christian, they're all three. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but at much better quality, at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. And now they've got the beef. They've got beef that is never raised anywhere but the USA. Grass-fed, never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Beef is the highest quality anywhere, never sold in stores, exclusively available only to their members. But you got to become a member. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. It's very inexpensive. It's very easy, very quick. Fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, my guest is here, Nicole Pearson, founding partner of the law offices of Nicole Pearson in Orange County, California, founder of Facts Law, Truth and Justice, which is found at the website factslawtruthjustice.com. And she has been winning cases fighting for patriots against mask mandates and vaccine mandates and vaccinating your kids. She's doing a great job. Nicole Pearson, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
So you had a recent court victory protecting parental rights, no vaccine mandate in the San Diego school district school system. Please tell us about it, Nicole.
So we've actually been litigating in Los Angeles. San Diego Unified School District was another firm that we were working with collaboratively. Everyone should rest assured that there is a huge network of, not huge, take that back, but there is a network of attorneys who are working together to take down this truly criminal global enterprise piece by piece. So there was a major victory in San Diego where all of our victories, they've been citing to each other and to each other's cases. So that was a California Supreme Court actually did a final ruling in the San Diego case, which we are now applying to the LA Unified School District case. And everyone in California can now, again, rest assured that it is clear the law is on our side, and each individual school district does not have the legal authority to require new vaccines for your children to attend school. It's black letter law. It was very, very clear. We knew it from the beginning, but they just try and take advantage of us and our desperation and, you know, in COVID, all of our separation that we had and tried to force our kids to get jabs. But it's now California Supreme Court dicta that each of the over 1,000 districts cannot require new jabs in order for your children to go to school.
All right, so Nicole, you won in San Diego, but how does that affect Los Angeles, San Francisco, Napa County, all the places that are very liberal and woke? San Diego a little better than those. One of the more conservative areas, because a lot of naval veterans and a lot of good conservatives settle in Orange County and San Diego. But how does it affect all those woke liberal districts? Does that apply to all of them, or someone there has to sue and try and use it as a precedent?
No, because now we have the final ruling from the California Supreme Court. So it's decided. As what we've been fighting for since September of 2021, we've been saying it the entire time. I tell people all the time, I would not be here fighting this fight alone for a very, very long time with very young children. Now I'm 8.5 months pregnant, still fighting the fight with a 4 and a 6-year-old now. If I didn't know that what I was saying is true, and it's not because I'm, you know, the smartest attorney ever, but like I said, it's black letter law. It was right there. So we actually were the first win in January of 2022. We defeated Piedmont's vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine mandate. They were mandating it for 5-year-olds and up, and they had no remote learning alternative. Then we sued Los Angeles Unified School District. That's the second biggest district in the entire country. So, you know, as California goes, as LAUSD goes, the rest of the country was going to follow. We went in and we did that right away. And then our colleagues, Anson, Amberlin, and Korn, did it in San Diego. And they were able to get the ruling faster. The district appealed the ruling. And then we just got from the California Supreme Court, they denied cert, or they denied the opportunity to review it. So basically, the ruling stands. And that ruling means that no school district in the state of California can one day wake up and mandate a new jab for your kids in order to attend school. That's not something within the school district's power or authority. It's within the California legislature or the California Department of Public Health.
Well, first of all, I was about to say wow and thank you. That's fantastic. That's great news. But then you just said what you just said. It's not the school district's right to do it. It's the legislature. You have a horrible governor. You have an awful legislature, all Democrats. So they're all going to get together now, and they'll probably try and overrule it all. Then you'll have to go to court against them, right?
Right. It'll be something different. So another part, so we have Fact Law, Truth, Justice. We have our firm, our litigation, constitutional and human civil rights side. And then we have our advocacy side. And we actually do go to the California State Capitol. We try and educate legislators on the law and the Constitution, which surprisingly, I mean, you should see their faces when I bring the, you know, certain sections of the Constitution or other laws, and I explain to them what's going on. I mean, you have to understand, respectfully, our viewers have to understand that this is a business. They're pawns. A lot of them are, not many of them are on the insider's track, but a lot of them are not. A lot of them are doing, you know, trying to perpetuate this woke agenda. They're trying to appeal to constituents. But when we go, and we've already had major, major success. Last year, we had about 14 horrible, horrible bills. We were able to defeat about 11 of them, kill 11 of them. That included COVID-19 jabs for work, COVID-19 jabs for school, reducing the age of consent to all vaccines to the age of 12. Horrible, horrible bills. Mm. But we were able to collaborate with a lot of other organizations, get up their planned trips to the Capitol to educate them, take constituents up to show how many people were awake and paying attention. And we were able to defeat a lot of bills. So one of those bills was former Senator Pan's Senate Bill 871. He wanted to mandate the COVID-19 jab, but we were able to defeat that. We don't think that bill will come back, but it still may come through the regulatory process, which would come from the California Department of Public Health. So we need to stay awake, but we have a team and tools and a community to help activate people.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're well aware about the WHO. They're trying to pass that WHO treaty at the United Nations that would overrule the United States government, not just, you know, the governor of California, the governor of all other 49 states, the president of the United States. None of us would have a say in whether we're vaccinated, whether we're mask mandated, or whether we're locked down if there's a pandemic. And the WHO is the one who would declare whether there's a pandemic or not. So it could be a little cold bug, could be a little flu bug, Nicole, and all of us are locked down, force vaccinated. Vaccine passports will be introduced. Someone like me is unvaccinated. I assume you're unvaccinated. We wouldn't be able to travel. We wouldn't be able to go to a restaurant. Right. Wouldn't be able to go to a ball game, a theater, a movie. It's incredible. And I don't know how we're going to stop. This is like a giant concrete ball rolling down a hill, you know, that weighs 10,000 pounds. It's awful, isn't it? They're trying to kill us.
It's pretty bad, and it's hard to live once you're awake. And I have to, you know, just issue the full disclaimer that I was not aware of what was going on until about 3 years ago. As I mentioned, when I first got involved, we had a one-year-old and a 3-year-old. I had no idea what was going on. It's been very hard to to be awake and now realize every little thing, how it all fits together. But, you know, with respect to the treaty, the President of the United States does not have authority to sign that. He does not have authority to enter into treaties regarding health. And even if he did, it would have to be approved by two-thirds of the Congress, of the Senate, excuse me, the federal Senate. So we have time to put pressure on our federal representatives as well to defeat that if it ever came to a vote in the Congress.
I hope you're right. Don't go anywhere, Nicole. Stay with us for another segment. Nicole Pearson, founding partner of the law offices of the Nicole Pearson website, factslawtruthjustice.com. Someone's trying to medicate you against your will, vaccinate you against your will, mask you against your will, lock you down against your will. You might want to contact Nicole Pearson, factslawtruthjustice.com. We'll be back more with Nicole Pearson when we return. Wayne Allyn, War. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519 or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservative and patriots, greatpatriotstore.com. All of the products are made in America at the highest quality and at the best prices found anywhere in the world. Greatpatriotstore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at greatpatriotstore.com for a dramatically lower price. Healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-America company, and you save a fortune. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American company. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan! He's back, the My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them and I personally buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver that you could put in your IRA, SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. When it comes time to sell, Gold Gate Capital makes it easy for you. They'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. So, call Gold Gate Capital toll-free at 855-770-GOLD today. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you have worked so hard for is physical gold and silver. So don't wait. Call Gold Gate Capital now. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-4653. $15,000 in free silver is possible on your first order. So what are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD. All right, welcome back. Wait, I'll read the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. We'll be right back with our guest, Nicole Pearson, attorney for the Law Office of Nicole Pearson. I want to let you know about the big event happening in Las Vegas in August. And I know it's March. I've been saying this since February. But all the tickets are going to be gone. 9,300 tickets available. I call it Woodstock for conservatives. It's the biggest conservative event ever outside of a Trump rally. It's General Mike Flynn and Clay Clark present the Reawaken America Tour. They've done this all over the United States. I've been on several of their tour cities, but never have they been in Las Vegas. And of course, when you do it in Vegas, it's always got to be bigger and better in Vegas. So it's going to be Friday, August 25, Saturday, August 26th at Craig Ranch Regional Park in North Las Vegas. Over 70 speakers, yours truly, Wayne Allyroot, on the main stage both nights. Book signing both nights, the great Alex Jones, General Mike Flynn, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, comedian Jim Brewer, and MyPillow chairman, the one and only Mike Lindell, among the 70 speakers. But I will be prime center both nights. Promo code is WAR to get your tickets now. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. And this is not just for Vegas people. People are driving in and flying in from all over the United States. The main place they're staying is Trump International Hotel here in Las Vegas. So go to timetofreeamerica.com. timetofreeamerica.com and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyroot to buy your tickets now, and you'll get the best price for tickets and a chance to win backstage passes. All right, we're back with Nicole Pearson, founding partner of the law offices of Nicole Pearson in Orange County, California, founder of Facts, Law, Truth, and Justice. The website factslawtruthjustice.com, and she's been fighting against vaccine mandates in California. She just won a big victory in San Diego School District, but it means no kid in California will have to be mandated to take the COVID vaccine. I assume, Nicole, this is not just about freedom for you. I believe we should all have freedom and choice, my body, my choice, when it comes to vaccines, just like women argue about abortion. Well, we need it for the vaccine because this is life or death. I assume you know the stats and the data, how many people are dying around the world and around this country directly from the COVID vaccine. I assume you've seen those statistics, yes?
Yes, it's horrifying. I think the biggest thing for me is that's just the straw, the final straw are those numbers. But for me, it is what you just said, more importantly, or not more importantly, but it is about freedom of speech. It is about truly informed consent. It is about the Constitution, because what they're doing is they're ushering in a whole new set of laws and policies and procedure under the guise of a public health emergency, under the guise of an emergency.
Right.
If we allow them to come up with emergencies to rewrite the rules, then they will come up with perpetual emergencies to suspend the federal constitution, our state constitutions. Even in California, for example, we have the California Emergency Services Act. They're not even following the act that was drafted to govern when there are emergencies. And if we allow them to do this, then it's just lawlessness by a few, you know, power drunk despots who have no one's interest in mind except for their own. So we have to, it is about the facts and the law, and it is about truth. And that's the only way we can get to justice. And we're here to enforce that.
Right. And I'm a big fan of freedom and choice. You know, we have a right, my body, my choice, whether I'm going to accept an experimental vaccine. But I just want to make sure you know I literally, and I could send it to you, wainroot@gmail.com. Just send me an email, Nicole. I could send you the list I've compiled. It's probably the most comprehensive detailed list in the entire world of all the studies around the world showing the amount of people dying from the COVID vaccine. wainroot@gmail.com. And that offer goes to Nicole. It goes to anybody watching, anybody listening. wainroot@gmail.com. I'll be glad to just point and click and send you the list I've compiled, which is stunning. We're talking about it may be 1,000 studies of data all around the world that shows COVID deaths are just horrible. They're dramatically rising, death rates dramatically rising only since the vaccine. And they each actually show countries around the world that have measured vaccinated versus unvaccinated. The unvaccinated have no death problem at all. The vaccinated have a horrible mortality rate. So this is exclusively the vaccinated that are dying. Newsom ended the California state of emergency 2 weeks ago. Does Newsom still abuse his powers, or does this mean that he's actually going to take his foot off the pedal?
Well, he ended the state of emergency, but he had already ushered in what he is calling the smarter plan. So it already, again, what we were just talking about is when we had this state of emergency, this three-year-long state of emergency, what all of them have been doing is rolling out these organizations, appointing individuals to government, signing contracts. And then what he did here was develop the smarter plan. And the smarter plan is now what will govern us in California. And that involves contact tracing, vaccinations, that includes waste, sewage management and surveillance. So it's not over for California. And that's what he did in the state of emergency. People need to be awake.
So I assume you'll be suing that. You'll be suing that plan as well, left and right. Nicole Pearson, we got to run, but let's hope she throws volleys of lawsuits against Gavin Newsom's new plan. It's not smarter. We all know it's about control. It's dumber, and it's control
the
over your life.
Plan.
And as opposed to the vaccine, it's a killer. They're forcing a killer experimental vaccine on you. Thanks to Nicole Pearson, it can't happen with the kids in California. Thank you, Nicole. Facts, Law, Truth, Justice. .com. I'm Wayne Alaroot. Have a great night.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, mystore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now. Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took My Pillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented My Pillow to bring you the best pillow in history. My Pillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that My Pillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology and I knew I had to bring it to you all. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The My Pillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last My Pillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed. And I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. My Pillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is gonna give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new My Pillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a My Pillow or not, you need to get the brand new My Pillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
A drone, a U.S. drone, was shot down. Or was it? Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. So I don't know if you've heard, but a U.S. drone was shot down. Or was it shot down? The first stories that were coming out about it is that the drone propeller was hit. They technically said, and this is what they were saying, this is a story that they're telling us, that a U.S. drone was flying in international waters, over international waters rather, and a Russian plane hit the propeller. You know how close the Russian plane has to get to hit the propeller of a drone? Now, you know that they can see stuff on the radar, especially when they get that close, right? Or is it just a stealth drone? But the Pentagon is saying that Russia did it on purpose. So they had to have seen a drone. But again, for them, a drone to be flying, and the original story that they came out with is that the drone is flying and a jet hit the propeller. Now, if it's the drone that I'm thinking about, the propeller's on the rear of the drone. If they hit the drone and they hit just the propeller, how would they do that? How could they do that with the plane? I mean, that's talking about precision flying. And on top of this, the story now that's coming out is that they also dropped fuel onto the drone. So they didn't originally come out with that story, but now they're saying that they dropped fuel onto the plane and then another plane purposely hit the propeller. Now, we're talking about the woke Pentagon. We're talking about woke generals telling us what happened. I don't necessarily believe them. I really don't, because they're saying that the Russians are not acting professional. The Russians are the ones that's being the aggressors here. And I want y'all to look at this video here with General Milley. You know, he's totally woke. And every time I see him, I'm like looking for the lipstick and the makeup, right? Every time I see him, that's what I'm looking for, because there's so many memes with him being woke.